Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with Real Housewives of New Jersey star Jennifer Aydin, who goes into detail about her husband Bill's affair, what her relationship is like right now with Melissa Gorga, and what we can expect from season 12. All right, Jennifer, season 12 is about to kick off. I watched the first episode and there are, I mean, right off the bat, lots of drama. I mean, so what are you most looking forward to, most nervous about for viewers to see? How are you kind of going into this season?
Well, I'm looking forward to watching all of us on the cast trips. That's mm-hmm. always a lot of fun. And it's more fun to relive those type of moments than other moments that I've had on the show. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm not looking forward to some secrets about me that have been revealed this season.
Yeah.
So watching my journey through that is not something that I'm really, you know, so gung-ho about watching. I'm almost like procrastinating a little bit. I had the episode for a few days before I decided to actually watch it by myself.
Yeah. I mean, what was it like watching that back for the first time?
You know what? I was on pins and needles the whole time. Just like everything about the episode was just so captivating. Every story that's been going on. There's a lot of drama, not just with me right. and my castmates, but other people on my cast. So it's a really good episode, I think, for a season premiere.
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, let's kind of break it down a little bit. I mean, starting off back at the reunion, I mean, you did not leave off on good terms with a lot of the women. You know, there was a lot of back and forth between you and Melissa on social media. And it seems like that kind of carries over into the first episode. Do you regret anything about that time, about what was said on social media back then?
No, actually, because, and you know, they didn't really highlight it too much in the first episode. It was more my post that was highlighted. However, Melissa's post was what initiated the whole thing. I was recovering from my nose job. I was literally one day out. Mm-hmm. I was bandaged and bruised and my eyes were so swollen that my cheeks were so swollen that my eyes couldn't see in front of me. I can just see the mountains of my cheeks. So to wake up to an Instagram post that was not so positive about me was not so nice. And I retaliated. I don't like to start, but I definitely have to finish.
Yeah. Did you feel like you were kind of ostracized from the group a little bit? I mean, we kind of see that when you're going to the party at Teresa's, like you're, you know, a little bit on edge and everybody kind of feels 100%. That way too.
I mean, I don't think it's news to anybody. We saw how the reunion went down and it does look like it's a reoccurring theme when it's 3-1 and it's not so nice walking into that. And even with all of that, I was under the impression that we left off on a good note. So, of course, reunions are always very back and forth, very tumultuous. It's the end result that we all like to focus on. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping that we can end on a good note and start off fresh, and then we can create new drama between us. But I wasn't aware that drama had carried over. And again, that Instagram post, you know, it came out of nowhere. And I think it was Melissa watching the reunion mm-hmm. and I getting mad, I guess, at my facial expressions.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what initiated her. Because I was like, what prompted her to prompt me is my question. And you'll see that throughout the show.
Throughout the season. I mean, in your post, you did say that the group is infested with a snake that talks behind all your backs. Who were you referencing in that? Was that in reference to Margaret?
At the time, you know, that those were my feelings at the time. Yeah. And sometimes I think as housewives, we've all been guilty of saying things that maybe not so nice about our castmates in the heat of the moment. Mm-hmm. But I would hope that that's what makes us good housewives, is that we're able to speak our feelings in the moment and then maybe find a way to resolve it.
Yeah.
At the time, yes, it was referencing Margaret.
I mean, based on the trailer, it does seem like you and Melissa go at it this season. Can you kind of tease what is in store between the two of you? Because the two of you have always had an up and down relationship.
It's always been kind of like a little bit of friction between us. And I don't know why, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes I feel like I'm just teasing her. Mm-hmm. And maybe she may be taking some of my teasing a little bit too personally, but I'm getting to know that about her, like moving forward. So I think I'll make more of a conscious effort to not tease her on things that she takes as such a negative. You know, I think it's funny when I poke fun at her, but obviously she does not. She let me know that she was not happy with me that day when reunion ended, and that's how I was privy to that. And again, in the episode, you see, you know, I thought we were all good, and then I realized we weren't.
You and Jackie make amends at the pool party, but it seems like, I mean, we don't see yet, but how things go with you and Margaret. Can you kind of tease that as well?
You know what? I do think that Jackie was attempting to be more of a friend to me this season than she has in the past, which of course I'm going to welcome that, you know, having this history of like three girls against me all the time. It's nice every now and again, when one of them on their team is like a little bit of a team Jennifer. So I'll take it.
You'll take it. How did you feel watching back the first episode when the girls were talking about your nose job? Did that,
you know, no, you know, that was to be expected. I mean, I think I was like maybe about 5 weeks out when we started filming, which I think that's pretty brave. I watched the episode. I mean, I had the same exact critiques at the time of myself. And I knew that going forward, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to be so vocal about my nose job, because it was such a shock. And I kind of look whack in that first episode, but like, as you could see, it's like settling in real nice.
Right.
And I'm really happy with it now. So of course it was whack. It's to be expected. And I didn't take it personally.
Yeah. I think a lot of people might be surprised that you found your doctor on Instagram.
People are finding everybody on Instagram these days. So they may be surprised that I said it out loud, but I don't think it's the first time anybody's found somebody through Instagram.
Are you happy with it? Is Bill happy with your nose job?
I mean, Bill never thought I needed one in the first place.
Yeah.
I just wanted to look like how I looked in filters, which is, I think, what everybody's ultimate goal is. And sometimes it doesn't always turn out the way that you think. And I think it was also very interesting because I did speak about how unhappy I was. I wasn't happy. And I, at the time, I was like, you know, I probably should have left well enough alone. But the goal for plastic surgery is always to look better. Yeah. You know, it's not to look worse.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else on the list still?
I mean, I'm still like, I've been waiting for my chin to settle. I really am not that happy with my chin. I may take it out. I may not. I'm not sure. I have to wait a year. You know, at all types of plastic surgery, you should wait a year before any type of revision. But trust and believe, I will be honest about it if I ever do anything.
I'm sure. How would you feel if your daughters wanted to get plastic surgery?
I mean, I think everything is all in good time. Mm-hmm. So as long as they are adults and they're making adult decisions, you know, I don't talk about plastic surgery with them now because I'm like, you know, your face is going to change so much before you mature into the face you're going to be for the rest of your life. You know, so like, as long as they wait ample time, and my husband's a plastic surgeon, so I'm definitely not against it. I would encourage them to do what makes them happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Going back to episode one, I know probably why you were on pins and needles watching this episode is because the last minute, this big bombshell comes out about your marriage, where you admit that Bill had an affair with somebody that he used to work with. Did you have any idea that Margaret knew about this or how she found out?
No, I had no idea. That I thought nobody would ever find out. Because as you will see in the season, I never told anybody, like nobody. Like nobody knew. My mother, my sister, my best friend, my cousin, like when I say I was taking it to the grave, like I kept that secret inside, and it was very hard for me to do. And I was able to do it for the greater good of my family. Mm-hmm. Not because I wasn't being honest, because, you know, wasn't just a secret that was going to affect me, you know? So I don't know how she found that out. When she kept saying skeletons over and over again, I did get an inkling that that could be it. Mm-hmm. And I did tell Bill that when we joined the show, that if anything ever did come out about it, that I was not going to shy away from it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be the one to share the story, because I would never do that at the expense of my own children. It's not like it was something I didn't know. I knew. She knew that, you know, and it was very hurtful. And you're going to see me struggle with my relationship with Bill, my relationship with Margaret. You know, it's always been kind of like back and forth with her. So you'll see that.
Right. Will we see how she found out about it or no?
No.
Yeah. No.
And I would love to.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that still bothers you.
Like, you can ask her.
Yes. No, definitely. I don't.
At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter that she found out. I feel that her delivery, you know, and I get that sometimes people on this show, when you find out something big and you want clout or whatever it is, but I feel like she could have went about it differently.
Yeah. And there was no, you never wanted to deny it. Cause it was interesting. I spoke to Jackie the other day and she's like, I feel like if Jennifer maybe just denied it, we kind of just would have moved on from it, but you wanted to own up to it. And this happened
because she knew so many details. Mm-hmm. I thought that she, and because of what we went through with Jackie last year, I felt that nobody would bring something to the table unless they had concrete proof. Mm-hmm. That was a reoccurring theme from last year. It's like, why would you bring anything to the table if you don't have any receipts? So I don't, and I think Margaret's, you know, I think she knows how to play this game very well. And if she's going to come with something, she's not going to come unless she had receipts. And when she was talking to me about it, the details that she knew were too close to home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this girl, if I deny it, is just going to bang out some sheets that are printed up in her backpack. Yeah. And I'm going to look like an asshole. And that is not what I signed up to do. I signed up to do the show, to show my life, the good, bad, the ugly, you know, for the journey, for people to learn from the journey. You know, not everything is black and white. And you, just because somebody does a bad thing doesn't mean they're a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, can you tell me when this affair happened and how you and Bill kind of survived it?
It was 10 years ago. It was maybe 11 now, actually, 11. My son just turned 11, or he's going to turn 11. And it was right before I had my son.
Mm-hmm. And how did you and Bill kind of work through that at the time?
You know what? I had a lot of milestones going on in my life at that point, which, I found out pretty much 10 days before I had Christian.
Wow.
So, you know, I was going through the process of letting it sink in while having to have a baby and wanting my baby to have all of the blessings that a normal child would, like having his mommy and his daddy in the delivery room. So I wanted to go through the motions of playing this game of life, so to speak, to try to put on a brave face for my children. You know, if I don't let daddy into the delivery room, my other three kids are going to say, why? Why are you mad at daddy? My in-laws, my parents, why don't you want him around? And I just didn't want the questions to arise. So I kind of did what I had to do to go through the motions. And then again, a week after that, my other son had turned two. So I had a birthday party for him. So it's like, and sometimes in life, it's weird when you pretend things are a certain way, there's an interesting thing where it manifests into being that. Mm-hmm. So because I wasn't nasty towards him and we were playing the role of this happy family life. And of course he was so remorseful and, like, you know, always petting me, trying to kiss me, caress me. But after a while, I was just like, you know what, let's just pretend this never happened. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
That never happened. I mean, since it happened and since we found out and talked about it and decided to move through, I have never, not even once in an argument, as a backlash, as a dig, as a reference, I have never brought it up again. So that's one of the reasons why it was really so hard for me to process all this while people are watching. And I don't mean just the cameras. I mean, my friends, my family, Margaret and all the girls, people in my circle. I mean, there were times when my sister was talking to me and she was telling me, is this really what you want to do? You know, you're always crying. You're always so upset. So
it was almost like you were processing it for the first time, kind of.
It was.
How are you preparing the kids for this?
The kids already know.
They know. Okay.
Yeah, we have. Yes. Okay. We had an internet blogger leak something through while we were filming. Mm-hmm. And it forced me to, my daughter saw it on a TikTok.
Oh, God.
Olivia saw it on a TikTok.
Yeah.
And said, "Mommy," I commented and I told them that that's not true. And I had to make her take down her comment. And then I had to tell her that it was true. But I told her that, listen, you guys are going to see.
Yeah. All right. I'll see that. But it seems like you guys are fabulous and good. And you and Bill are in a good place now. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yes. And, you know, this season, you know, we see Teresa and Louis' journey as well. And a lot of people are throwing up some red flags in the first episode about him. I know that you guys spend a lot of time with them. What do you think about Louis, and why does this relationship work for Teresa?
I think Louis is absolutely amazing. I think that he brings out the best in Teresa. I think they bring out the best in each other. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, it's really nice to see somebody so happy. And sometimes it's sad to see, like, if you feel that somebody's trying to ruin it, whether that's the case or not. So there are times where she just feels that her relationship is threatened, and mm-hmm. she's typical Teresa.
I know. We see this in the teaser, this crazy fight between her and Margaret. I mean, what can you tease about that? Was that because of Louis? Is it on par with the table flip? Like, it seems pretty intense.
I mean, listen, you know, sometimes when Teresa gets into her mommy mode, mm-hmm. She just sees red, like the bull that she is. And mm-hmm. She's very passionate about the people that she loves. And you'll see that.
Yeah. Has she talked to you about wedding plans at all?
You know what? They're up in the air. Like, it's always back and forth. Like, I had heard, like, maybe she was thinking destination and then maybe around here, but I really don't know. And if you know anything about Teresa, I don't ask her questions.
Right. How does Louis fit in with the house husbands? Because, you know, obviously Bill, Joe, they all have a very close relationship. So how does kind of Louis fit into that dynamic?
I mean, honestly, if you've ever met Louis, you will see that he can adapt to anything. He can get along with anybody. He is the nicest guy. He'll shake everybody's hand, look you in the eye, offer you a drink. He's mm-hmm. the most gracious human being. And I think he's going to fit in with these guys just perfectly. Like, yeah. Really, he loves getting turned up with them and having a good time with them. And, like, hopefully you guys will get to see that.
Yes, definitely. I know that you, like we talked about, it's definitely going to be a tough season, but there's definitely going to be some high moments as well and some fun moments. I know you said the girls trip is something that you look forward to, but what else are you hoping that fans enjoy from this season?
I hope they enjoy seeing that I did not drink this season, actually.
No.
Sober Jennifer with just water and ice. Yes.
No face plants at the pool this season.
No face planting. No moments here.
Not this season. All right, Jennifer, before we wrap up, I have a couple of these trivia questions. So first one, who out of the New Jersey Housewives has the most Instagram followers?
I would say Teresa.
No.
No? Oh, Melissa?
Yep. Oh. Bonus points if you can guess how many she has.
2.3?
Oh, 2.4. Very close. Very close.
Because Teresa's 2.2. I knew that. I didn't know that Melissa's more. So I'm like 2.3, but whatever.
I love it. What are the names of the three books that Teresa has published?
Staying Strong. Mm-hmm. Flipping the Table. No?
Close.
Wait, well done. Standing Strong. Turning the Tables.
Mm-hmm.
And then... didn't she have Skinny Italian?
Yes. Good job.
Yeah.
What position did Tiki Barber, the new New Jersey Housewives husband, play for, and what team?
The New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Running back?
Yes. Very impressive.
God, I think it's just because I just saw the episode and I think they said it in the episode.
I love it. Andy Cohen only follows 3 Bravo celebrities on Instagram. Do you know who they are?
I do not know who they are, but I will guess. I'm thinking Vicky Gunvalson, maybe? No. Bethany?
No.
You don't follow her, Bethany? Erica Jane?
No.
What?
Do you want me to tell you?
No, wait, hold on. Kyle Richards?
No, that's actually, I'll tell you, I'll give you Lisa Rinna.
He must follow Lisa Rinna. He loves Lisa Rinna.
No, he actually follows no housewives.
Oh, they're not housewives?
No. This one was a hard one.
He doesn't follow housewives? Come on, Andy. You need to step up your game. You know you a fan. Maybe not of me, but of some, I'm sure.
He follows Craig Conover, Shep Rose, and Tom Sandoval.
Oh. Tom Sandoval, I get. He's a lot of fun. The others, I don't really know them too well, but I met them at BravoCon. They were super cool. But
and last one, which New Jersey housewife made an appearance on the short-lived drama series Mercy?
Jacqueline Lurita?
No.
I know she wasn't a movie, though. She wasn't a movie. So then I don't know.
It was actually Teresa.
Teresa? Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Well, Jennifer, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And I'm so excited to see how the rest of the season unfolds.
Me too.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.